so excited for today's guest. We are going to be working on an incredible event together and just really thrilled to talk about something that scares me to death. I find so intimidating, something that I've actually never done. And I'm really excited for you to break down the myths around funnel building for your business and how it can be a really essential strategy and how you can reduce the overwhelm of all of these things. Sometimes I feel like we just get too much in the weeds with it. Like we have to learn this and get this and pay for that. So we're going to talk about that and all things real estate marketing and also branding and design. I'd love to introduce my guest. Hello, Tara Kroc. How are you?
Good. How are you, Chelsea?
Good. Tell everybody who you are.
Good. I am Tara Kroc. I am the owner and founder of the Marketing Academy for Real Estate, and I specialize in all things digital marketing for real estate agents, and I try to take the tech fear out of real estate agents so that they can create the business that they love.
I love taking the tech fear out because I'm not a techie person. I literally am like, oh, forget it. Like I would probably throw away my computer and then try to figure out what's like wrong with it or have like download some apps. I'm like, nope, let's just get a new one. can't handle this. Can I handle this? So I know you have an extensive background in design and branding, and everybody needs to go to your website because you have some incredible downloads and also phenomenal Instagram templates that people can download for their real estate business. Cause like, let's just be honest, as a content creator, I find the graphics, although I sort of enjoy doing it, I find them really difficult. I am not a natural graphic designer. And so having that stress taken out of it. So we're going to put your website in there. People can go and they can download all those cool free templates. So did you get your beginning in design and branding or did you start in real estate? Which came first?
So I actually got my start way back in the day, in the early 2000s.
Working. My God, is that back in the day now?
The day, wow. I know, right? Way back in the day. Yeah. I got started with a luxury home build community that is, I focused on doing all of the marketing, and that's kind of where I started learning marketing strategies, not even necessarily just for real estate, but just in general. And it kind of grew. I loved doing it. I then decided that I wanted to go off on my own and help other entrepreneurs learn how to brand and market their business. And I actually built an entire design studio, and I did that for about 10 years. And then I decided I wanted to get back into real estate. So I did. And believe it or not, I ended up spending more of my time marketing for other agents, which I absolutely love, and it totally fueled me, than I did actually hitting the pavement and working with clients. So I decided that I needed to shift my business, and now I primarily work with real estate agents.
But I love that you were in the biz too. So you really do have that inside knowledge of, okay, here's what we know we need to do. So I love that. So you kind of started with the design and the real estate at the same time, kind of with the new home builder. Yes. I was in new homes myself too. So I completely understand that world. And so now you've gotten into this full-blown sort of marketing agency and academy. And one of the things that I think you and I get asked about very often is, okay, what is the ROI? What's the return on investment? What do I do? Like, how do I get posting and all of that, but how do I turn this into an actual lead generation or income producing opportunity? And you know, your answer to that simply was, well, we just make funnels. And I said, oh, well, tell me, how do we make a funnel? Because that sounds simple, but it sounds really intimidating to me, especially if it has anything to do with technology. So walk me through the basics of building your own funnel. And I even want to know, like, how many days is this going to take? Is this going to take me like 5 different things that I need to get and figure out first? So where do we start and what is the purpose of the funnel?
Great. So a funnel can be as complicated or as easy as you actually want to make it. And here's the thing. I think that there's a certain ick factor that comes along with thinking about funnels. It sounds kind of aggressive. It sounds kind of spammy almost. And I need you to first wipe that out of your head, because that's not actually what a funnel is. A funnel is basically starting your ideal person up at the top and then squeezing them through this funnel to get them to become your client, which is your ultimate goal. And so there are tons of tech tools, but I like to start with one very simple one to get you started. And it's ConvertKit, which is an email platform. It's an email service provider, and they provide landing pages. They provide email sequences, and they provide, you can even do paid products if you wanted to do paid products. So it's a great way for you to start, and then you can build out from there. And I actually do have a resource library on my website that has multiple different types of tech tools that you can use, but I don't want you to focus on that right now. I really want you to just think of the one, which would be ConvertKit. And if you aren't already building your email list, that is what you really need to be doing, because let's be honest, real estate specifically is a long game. And if you're not playing that long game, then you probably are going to be left in the dust. So the best thing to do is start that email list and really start nurturing those relationships, which is what a funnel is actually all about. So I recommend ConvertKit to get started with, and then you can design a free lead magnet in Canva. And a lead magnet can be anything that pertains to your particular business. For real estate agents, it can be a simple buyer's guide or a seller's guide of some sort. And you just basically let people know that it's there and it's there for them. You want to provide them with value. And then from there, they give you basically what you want in exchange for what they want, which is you want their email address, they want your guide. And now you have them in your funnel, essentially, and you have the opportunity to actually nurture that relationship through email sequences and following up, which, as a real estate agent, you know that follow-up is your number one strategy. So
the first step, really, honestly, as I'm writing this down, and this just might be how my brain works, is I want to create the lead magnet first, or know what my offer essentially is going to be. For example, you know, it's funny too, because you think lead magnet and I immediately think a guide, something downloadable. However, I guess I have a lead magnet, because on my Instagram bio, I let people know, one, they can have a download. So that's a lead magnet. And two, they can also DM me for an audit. So that in and of itself could also be something, but you know, it's manual at that point because they're in my DMs. So it doesn't necessarily have to be something that is downloadable per se, as long as you're capturing their information. Is that pretty much how it works?
That's the idea. The idea is to find a way to give them something they want that is going to make them want to contact you, so that you have their information. And the best way to get them to give you their information is by providing them with value or education or something that they need in order to whatever their ultimate goal is. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's buying a house, or maybe it's learning social media.
What would you say are some good examples of lead magnets that people want? Because I feel like, you know, my first instinct is, how do we make it something that isn't easily, I guess, Googleable? Like if it's just basic information, what are you seeing, like when you have your clients that are putting these funnels together, what are some examples of some lead magnets that you've seen being used?
Yeah, so you definitely want something that's very irresistible. You want something that they just can't pass up. It is obviously something that's free, so no money is exchanged right away. And then, of course, I have seen everything from guides, like you mentioned. Templates are a big one. Like you said, I have templates on my site that real estate agents absolutely love. And it's something that they find super useful. Webinars, as far as anything that is very, very specific to your location, specific to your business, specific to your brand, is going to be super engaging for them, and they're definitely going to want to download that. So I have seen things like ebooks, there's been even special podcasts, anything that is for them that they have to have. That makes sense.
Got it. So one of the things that I have been talking about lately is sort of like shareable, saveable content. And I've been asked a lot for examples of, well, okay, what is that? And so I just started to think about myself and what I was in search of as somebody who was living in the community. And so when my kiddo was younger, you know, we had him in like daycare, what have you, and it's different than regular school. And you have to do all these different sign up things. And apparently you have to sign up for summer school, like in the fall, and nobody told me, and I didn't have summer school or anything like that. And there was just all these different things all over the place. And I just felt very out of sorts. And I ended up having to call my friend who had a kiddo that was a few years older. And I thought to myself, how helpful would that guide have been if it was just all in one place? Like, here's the forms you need. Here's the 5 schools in this district. Here's exactly what all of their summer breaks are. Here's 5 summer camps that are in this zip code. Like, I did not know any of that stuff. I did not know that I was not going to have anywhere to have my kiddo go for the summer when I was working, because I just thought, oh, you just sign up for that, or maybe it's just included. Like, I really didn't know that. And so things like that, that weren't necessarily about real estate per se, but were very community focused, I definitely would have saved something like that and probably passed it along to other parents who were also in the same spot.
Right. Absolutely. So the idea that, like one of the things that was one of my biggest lead magnets as a real estate agent was a farmer's market guide that I had put together. And it was basically every spring I put together all of the farmer's markets in all of my area, and people loved it. And it was something so simple, but it was all in one place, as you said. It was something that they were able to get all of that information at one time. Because yes, they can Google farmers market, but they're going to get farmers markets in 6 different areas. But this was a compiled list, and they were able to download it. And then it had some other cute stuff with it. And it had nothing to do with real estate, but they had my information, I had their information, and then I was able to follow up with them and engage with them and kind of become the community leader as far as making sure that they knew who I was and they always knew what was going on. Every Friday, I would send out weekend events and things like that. So it's not always necessarily providing real estate advice. It's kind of shifting the idea that you can talk about things within your community and people want to hear from you, and then they think about you when they're ready to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I almost feel like because there's so much content saturation around real estate and data and information. And I almost feel like the community information is really more what I would even recommend than necessarily only market data, or information. Definitely important to have that, but I would probably start with those things first that we just talked about, community information, mm-hmm. before I went down the road of just only having statistics and data on the inventory. Okay, so we have our lead magnet. We've decided what we're going to make.
Yes.
Let's say the farmer's market. Sorry, I was just coughing there. The farmer's market. So let's say we're going to do a guide of the farmer's markets, all in this particular zip code or city or whatever. And then we're going to go to Canva, and we're going to put that information there. Is that what we're going to do?
Yes. We're just going to go to Canva, and we're going to create either it can be a flyer or a workbook style. Canva makes it super easy with all of their templates. Obviously you can purchase templates in various places as well. So you can purchase a workbook or a flyer template to put that together.
I think Etsy's a good place for that. ETSY.
Etsy has great Canva templates. So definitely, if you're looking for something that's a little less templatey, if that makes sense. Because yes, you want templates to make it easy, but you don't want it to look super generic. You want it to look beautiful and branded and all that fun stuff. So yes, Etsy is a great place for that. And then once you design it, you're going to probably put it in a PDF format, and you will then turn around and take it to ConvertKit, which is your email service provider. And you will then create a landing page. And a landing page is a one page, I say website, but it's not a full blown website because I don't want to make anybody nervous, but it's just one single page that gives them one option. And that option is to give you their name and their email address. And it's either that or they click out of it. So it's very clear on what you want them to do. And that's kind of the key there. You want to make it super easy for them to understand what they need to do in order to get whatever it is that you're giving them. So just having maybe your information, having a photo or a mock-up of what you're giving them, and then just a form for them to go ahead and fill out. And then after that, it's going to redirect them. And all of this is set up through ConvertKit. It will automatically redirect them to download the guide that you are giving them.
So this, and just to let everybody else know too, because I've done something like this at a very basic level, and it was honestly through like MailChimp or something like that. You can do this in a variety of different places. So if you already have something like an email service provider, a lot of them, for a nominal fee, will allow you to do something where it's sort of, you know, an email system where you have maybe like a very basic, you know, landing page. Capture the info and we'll put it into your email database. And then you can start, you know, having certain email drips going out to them. So for mine, I literally just send one email. It's the download and that's it. That's the only thing you hear from me. But you certainly can also continue on and should, so that you're nurturing those people with more information. So it doesn't have to just be a ConvertKit, but I like that it's simple in that one place, because I didn't know what I was doing when I did mine. So, okay, step number one is lead magnet. Step number two is get that lead magnet created and either download a template from Etsy or, I mean, honestly, maybe you're outsourcing it to a designer. If you have one, or graphic designer or something like that. We are real estate professionals, not designers. So I don't anticipate a lot of our listeners probably doing a ton of that themselves, nor should you. So, you know, get some help with that. And then you're going to create what's called the quote unquote landing page, which basically is just an online form. And then from there, that's going to collect those emails when they say, yes, I want this. And those emails are going to go into whatever system you're using. And then what do we do? We need to nurture those people. Okay. So then what happens?
Yeah, that's the big one. So the great thing about what we've done so far is it's all completely automated. You set it up one time and it's there. I still have lead magnets from 3, 4, 5 years ago that are just as good now as they were then. So the great thing is that you set it up once and you don't have to worry about it. But now comes the hard part of actually turning these people into paying customers or clients. And what you want to do is you want to create your first welcome sequence. So once they actually have the goodie in their hands, whatever it is they're looking for, you want to welcome them to your community, because essentially that's what you're building with your brand. You're kind of building your own little community. So you want to send out a, hi, I am Tara, or hi, I'm Chelsea, email, just to kind of get to know them a little bit and let them get to know you. Maybe you're like me and you love tacos. Everybody knows that I'm the girl that loves tacos. So I always make sure to let them know that if they ever want to go have tacos, I'm down for that. I let them know where I'm from. I let them know what they can expect from me moving forward, so that they're not surprised when they get additional emails from me in the future. And I also give them the opportunity to opt out if they're not interested in that. And sometimes that does happen. I would say that, you know, they say probably about 15% of the people that you email are just going to leave you immediately once they get their freebie in hand. And that's okay. That just means that's not your person. So I always like to make sure to, after they get what they want, I send that first welcome email introducing myself and letting them know what they can expect moving forward. After they get that, it then is time to move on to actually warming up that relationship, finding out what else they want from you. Maybe they only want community things. Maybe they do have real estate needs, whatever that is. You want to try to find that out from them by prompting a response. Now, all of these emails, this is the key, all of those emails are pre-written. They're already done for you and they are sent out automatically on a drip, as you say. So maybe immediately after the next day, they're going to get my welcome email. And then a few days down the line, I'm going to send them another follow-up email saying, hey, did you enjoy the farmer's market list that I sent you? Also, I have this and this and this that I can offer you if you're interested in checking that out. What is it that I can help you with? And try to get them to reply to you to really start that relationship. And some people answer and some people don't. And that's okay. Eventually, they're going to just get accustomed to how you work and what kind of content they can expect from you.
So I have a question. The email drip campaigns, number one, I want to know about general, like how many should you have ready to go? And then you said that they're pre-made for you, but I would assume, like, I think for me, I remember I had to make my own in MailChimp. So do you have any templates or examples for people who maybe aren't using a full-blown system yet and they are kind of setting up their own thing? But I do know a lot of listeners are going to have some kind of real estate CRM that likely does have sequences already set up, which is awesome because that is a whole lot easier than having to make your own. But what are you seeing as sort of the number of emails? Like I usually send out 6 in a sequence and it's over, you know, this many weeks. So the first day they get this one right away. And then 2 days later they get this one. And then it's 2 weeks later. Kind of what does that look like for somebody that's thinking about creating it?
So I always like to break down my leads into hot, warm, and cold leads. So when somebody gets something from me, that means they are a hot lead. They are immediately in my inbox. They're looking at stuff that I am providing to them. So they are hot. And I want to contact them as much as possible without annoying them. Again, that's kind of the key here. You don't want to be sleazy. So what I like to do is I spread out 3 welcome emails over the course of 1 week. And so it typically is every other day. And after that, if they stick around, I know they like me. I know that I made a friend and I have somebody that I can continue to nurture. At that point in time, I say, hey, great. Got you all settled in. Now it's time for us to resume our regularly scheduled program. And that could consist of once a month newsletters, letting you know what's going on in your neighborhood, your area, whatever it is, just something that so they know they're going to be, you're going to be showing up in their inbox. So I like to say a welcome sequence, about 3 emails within a week. After that, I like to start spreading it out a little bit more because they kind of become a warm lead. Now I personally offer the option of my, the people that come into my inbox to say, no, I don't want monthly ones, but I would like to have your quarterly market updates so that they know they're only going to be getting quarterly emails from me. And those leads are a little bit colder, but there's still somebody that wants to hear from me. And then of course you have the people that you just never hear from, and that's okay too, but hopefully they're at least consuming your content and getting to know you and you're becoming top of mind with them. So 3 emails for your welcome sequence. And then from there, the idea is to funnel them into other sequences that you will have. And that could be your newsletter sequence, which is your monthly newsletter, or your quarterly sequence where you provide quarterly updates. It could be maybe they are a buyer or seller and they're interested in some sort of challenge that you have for buyers, et cetera. So you will have multiple different sequences depending on what it is they're wanting from you.
And then you, whatever system you're using will hopefully be able to like say, okay, if they say yes, then you're going to go into this. Cause that's the part that I get like, oh, now I have to figure out how this connects here. And I'm just like, this is too much for me. So that's the part where I start to get nervous.
Yeah.
That's like so, the Legos where I'm like, wait a minute, I think I put this in the right spot, but it doesn't look like the picture.
Yeah. So, and this is where it can get, you know, like you said, just a little bit overwhelming and seem like, oh my gosh, this is way too techie. And I actually have inside the Marketing Academy, I do provide done for you email sequences so that you're not guessing. It just has little templates for you to go ahead and put your own information in. And then I actually break all of this down for you using ConvertKit, as well as I showcase another email platform. And I speak specifically to you as a real estate agent, so that you aren't left trying to figure out all the things, because it can be a lot. Even when you go into, you know, the help section of ConvertKit, you're like, do I need to know all of this? Is this what I'm trying to do? I break it down. I make it very simple. We create an entire funnel together. And then I give you lots of other options to create additional funnels as well. So there is help out there for those of you who are really interested in this, but feel like, wait a minute, this seems like it's becoming too much.
I love that. Okay, good. So there is a resource. You're the resource.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, another question, just like, because this is what my brain thinks is like all these little like pieces. So three emails, the welcome sequence, then maybe once a month or once a quarter, depending on whatever they pick, which sequence. Is this a short email? Is this a lengthy email? I mean, do you find that like shorter emails are generally working better, or what are you kind of seeing in those sequences?
I play around with both. So I have sent emails that have said, hey, how are you? Haven't heard from you in a while, and just sent it off. And I've gotten great response from that. I've also sent very lengthy story emails like, hey guys, like you aren't going to believe what happened to me last month. And it's, you know, this long drawn out story, and people have loved that as well. It really depends on your audience. It depends on what kind of response you're trying to get from them. I find that for my open house sequences, I find that very short responses work best. So when I send them an email, I say, hey, thanks. You know, my welcome sequence always comes first because I want them to get to know me. And then from there, I will say something along the lines of, hey, did you see any other houses that you liked? And I just leave it at that. And a lot of times that's what's going to get a response back, and I can start building that relationship there. So it really depends on what your goal is. But I would say, for things like open houses and trying to get buyers just to respond back to you, short is best.
Okay, good to know. I kind of like that too. Just like a quick, because then you feel like it's kind of almost like a real person where they're like, oh, it didn't say anything else. It just said, how are you? Or I haven't seen you around.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay, so now that we kind of have broken down the basics of the funnels, let's talk a little bit about some of the other awesome strategies that you have. Like once we have this, what do we do with it? I mean, we put it in our Instagram bio, on our website. What are the best ways to sort of market that you have a funnel both organically and also paid?
Yes. So I like to let people know that you do not actually have to have a full-blown website in order to create your landing pages and your lead magnets. So whereas that is always going to be my first thing, is that it should be front and center on your homepage so that, again, people know exactly what you want from them and what you can do for them. It's not a necessity. Your Facebook, your Instagram, if you are able to in any of your local Facebook groups, obviously with permission, if you're able to post in there, that's always a great way to get into people's inboxes. If you have Pinterest is a good one. If you have a blog, I like to use that as well. So there's lots of different ways to push that out without a website. Of course, a website is always helpful, but it's not a necessity. And then you can even start looking into paid promotions, such as your Facebook ads, but that is always secondary to getting it out there organically. Organic is always best.
I love that. Okay. So let's take a little bit of a shift because you're so talented at design and graphics. Like I love your, my eyes are so happy when I look at your stuff, which I think is, you know, your goal. And I just feel like I can't do that. I'm just not like talented in that area. So talk about, you know, this is one thing that I haven't ever really talked about on the show is sort of this element of the design of your brand, because I'm always talking about, you know, that human side and how to build trust and community. And sometimes, honestly, I feel like worrying or thinking about the colors and all of that, sometimes that can become an excuse to focus just on those things and not start because you're waiting for this and want it to be perfect. So I haven't really talked about it too much, but it really, at the end of the day, I mean, there is a very important aspect of your aesthetic and your brand and being recognized. And so what are like some really simple tips, like must do's when you're trying to figure out, what do I do with my brand? What do I do with my aesthetic? How do I elevate that? I'm not a graphic designer. I don't know all of these, you know, color theories and fonts and everything like that. So what are some things that you could empower people with who are listening, that something tactical that they could execute on?
Yeah. So I would say the first thing that I always ask people to do is to think about who their target audience is or who their target client is. And a lot of times, especially when I'm first sitting down and talking to a real estate agent, they like to say to me, well, anybody who wants to buy and sell, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. Who are you? Are we targeting millennials? Are we targeting, are we in a resort area? I live in Charleston, so everything is bright and pastel and happy and light. So for me, that was my brand and that was my go-to, and it worked really well for me. People knew that they were going to get that vacation-y feel when they came to my stuff. So my first thing would be to really think about who it is that you would love to work with. Maybe you're into luxury selling and maybe that's your target. So once you figure that out, it makes it just a little bit easier for you to really identify where you need to be going. And the second tip that I always like to give people is start on Pinterest and start putting together a mood board, and don't worry about colors. Don't worry about fonts. Don't worry about logos. I think a lot of times people start to think about logos and they're like, oh, I want a house with a key. And so everybody has a house with a key, right? And, you know, don't worry about that stuff right away. As you start to pin things, pictures that really mean something to you or make you feel something, you really start to get a sense of your style. And maybe you'll see a color theme. Maybe you'll see a, you know, maybe you're more of a vintage type of feel. Maybe you have a more modern, simplistic type of feel. And that's really where you start to get the aesthetic of your brand.
I love that. Okay. So one of the things that I also wanted to make sure that you came on, because we're going to be doing this event. This is your brainchild. And I want to tell everybody about this event that's coming up, this amazing virtual event. So talk about how you came up with this idea. Give us all the details. Let people know where they can go. And, you know, if people are listening to this from months to come, will they be able to perhaps, you know, consume that content after it's already been done? Or what are some, you know, I know we're going to be pulling some information from it. So talk about the inception of the event and how you came to it and a little bit about what people are going to be able to get from it.
I created the Realtor event, which is an all women summit that focuses on mindset, marketing, and how to really grow and scale your business so that you can live your life and profit more. That's the entire goal of the summit. And I really wanted it to be primarily women focused because I felt like there was a hole missing, a piece missing where women really wanted to come together and support each other and cheer each other on. And so I wanted to provide a place for that to happen. So it's going to be going on April 12th through the 16th, and tickets are absolutely free. We have 20 amazing speakers. I can't believe some of the speakers we have. Chelsea, you are one of them.
I'll be
And they're going to be talking about all things mindset and how to have balance in your life, the power of networking. Of course, we're going to be talking about all the social media things such as Instagram and YouTube. We're going to be talking about LinkedIn. So there is a lot of really great content on there. I will also be breaking down just a little bit further how to actually put together a funnel step by step. We'll do that through the workshop that I'll be doing. And it's going to be a great time. I'm so excited about it.
It's going to be really fun. I'm excited too. Yeah. There's some really like powerhouses that are going to be there and some that I've not met before. So I'm so excited. Yeah. And then tell everybody where they can find you and connect with you and where they can get the templates and your downloads and sign up for the Academy.
So you can visit me at tarakrach.com and it's TaraKrach.com. And you can also check out the Real Estate Marketing Academy at marketingacademyforrealestate.com. And on there is where you're going to see the landing page that you can get all of the good freebies, all of the templates, you can get downloads. We have a brand checklist for real estate agents that'll be super helpful for those of you that are ready to level up your brand. And you'll also be able to sign up for the realtor event as well.
Yay, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. And I really do feel like I could handle a funnel now. So thank you so much.
Yay, so happy to help.
I'm still a little bit intimidated, but I think that now that we have a plan and we have the steps, what comes first, what to do next, then I feel as though at least I know what track to get on. So I just want to say thank you so much. We're so excited about the realtor event and everything that's going to be coming with it. So if you want more information, I will definitely be putting that in the show notes. I'll have your website and all of those things in there as well. So Tara, thank you so much for coming on the show again. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
We'll see everybody next time. Bye, guys.